The Green Hornet. He hunts the biggest of all game, public enemies who try to destroy our America. His faithful Filipino valet, Cato, Riff Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with racketeers and saboteurs, risking his life that criminals and enemy spies will feel the weight of the law by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Riff Reed in the thrilling adventure, Black Market for Profit. The Green Hornet strikes again. Riff Reed, young man about town and publisher of the Daily Sentinel, was sitting in the living room of his apartment reading, while Cato, his faithful Filipino valet, was about to remove the coffee service. Their attention was suddenly attracted by the words of a commentator on the radio.
Black Market racketeers. We're going so far as to hijack cutloads of meat.
Well, Black Market racketeers get more bad every day, Mr. Reed.
Yes, Cato. They're creating a meat shortage for the people who can't or won't pay.
Taking a meat company truck.
Oh, so taking another truck.
Wait. The driver is still unconscious and in serious condition.
Well, that's not
the
good.
Helper, however,
no, listen.
Is able to tell the police of the masked man of the attack on the truck, presumably the Green Hornet.
The Green Hornet?
Therefore, the
someone posed as Hornet, no doubt.
Suspicious criminal. If the driver should die, of course, the charges.
Shut it off, Cato.
Many other charges are.
Evidently, that news had just come over the teletype. The papers will be on the streets shortly, screaming for the capture of the Green Hornet.
Racketeers blame Black Market activities on Hornet so they'll be able to continue unmolested, Mr. Britton.
Yes. It's evident they planned it so the police and public will believe the Green Hornet is behind the whole thing. A helper must have seen someone wearing a Hornet mask. They made sure he lived to tell it.
Well, someone used smart way to avoid suspicion.
Yes. Whoever's at the head of the gang is smart, Cato. Probably smart enough to realize the Green Hornet will try to run down the gang, too.
Well, then you think leader deliberately laid plan to trap Hornet, perhaps?
Could be, Cato. At least he'd be ready in case it were necessary. But it stands to reason as long as those racketeers can cast suspicion on the Hornet without his being caught, the better for the game they're playing.
Well, then it better they be caught soon.
All right, but I don't...
Mr. Reed's apartment.
Cato, this is Axford. Let me talk to Reed.
Just a minute, Mr. Axford.
Axford. Hello, Axford. What's up?
Reed, the meat racketeers are at it again.
Yes, I heard about them over the radio just now.
Sure.
Well, I'm listening.
The Green Hornet's at the head of the whole thing. He phoned Pop's headquarters and said so.
He did what?
Phoned headquarters. And he told Sarge he wasn't through by a long shot. Said he'd make the headlines again tomorrow night. Now, what do you think of that for nerve? Sarge was fit to be tied.
He did have a lot of nerve at that.
I say he did. Especially since he's wanted for murder. And that driver died just a while ago. The one who was held up tonight.
I see. So they're hunting the Hornet for murder, eh?
That's right. Sarge told him that, too. But he just laughed
I understand that. Well, Axford, you'd better stick around headquarters in case anything breaks. If it does, be sure to let me know.
That I will, Reed. You can count on me.
And thanks for calling. Goodbye.
So long, Reed.
Axford tell you bad news, maybe?
That driver died, Cato. The Hornet is blamed for his murder. Also, someone had the nerve to phone the police and say he was the Green Hornet.
Why'd he do that, I wonder?
It seems he told them he was going to make the headlines again tomorrow night. Something's got to be done, and soon.
You think of something, perhaps?
No. But sitting here isn't any help. I think I'll take a run out along River Road where that truck was held up tonight. Maybe I can turn up something.
If you go as Green Hornet, you'll be in danger from searching police, Mr. Britt.
That's a chance I'll have to take. I'm not going to let up until I get some clue that'll lead to the man or the men behind this black market deal. They can't get the Hornet blamed for murder and get away with it.
Well, Black Beauty ready. Also, gas weapon and mask.
Good. We've got a big job on our hands, Cato. Let's go.
In the meantime, in the office of the meat company, Cliffwood Butler and Edgar Duncan, partners of the firm, were discussing the situation.
If they don't do something soon, Ed, we'll be put out of business. The loss of both trucks and the meat that's been hijacked is too much.
Yes, of course, but we have insurance on every load as well as on the trucks.
What good is that when we can't get other trucks or more meat to sell?
You're right about that, Cliff.
Since you're general manager of the company, Ed, it's up to you to see that our deliveries get through. Isn't there some way you
Wait a minute, Cliff. I know I'm responsible for getting the orders filled. But it isn't my fault because of what's been happening. Decided to send out another truckload tonight. Haven't traveled by back roads into the city.
That's a good idea. But do you have men who are willing to take a chance on taking the load through?
Yep. Gave the driver a gun to carry just in case. If the Green Hornet and his gang stop that truck, they'll be in for a surprise.
Good idea. Did you notify the police that you were sending out another truckload?
No. Thought it best not to tell anybody. Then there's no chance of the news leaking out.
Well, let's hope that one gets through safely. If it doesn't, I'll be about ready to give up. Go out of business.
Don't be so pessimistic. They'll get through all right. Why shouldn't they?
From what I hear of that Green Hornet, he has ways and means of finding out things. If he should...
Ah, don't worry. If he bothers that truck, they'll be prepared to put up a fight.
Good.
Well, we'll get the truck on its way. And remember, don't worry. Just leave everything to me. I'll see that we get our deliveries made, one way or another.
It must have been right along here that the truck was hijacked, Cato.
Oh, yes, Mr. Britt. This is route they were supposed to have followed tonight. Listen. Police come, Mr. Britt.
Yes, I overlooked the fact they'd be patrolling this road tonight.
What we do now? They're coming fast.
We'll have to lose them. Take to the back roads, Cato, and if necessary, use the smoke screen. Step on it. Well, we lost them, Cato. But it took some time.
We turn around now and go back to River Road?
I was thinking of doing that. But we've come so far, we might as well go the rest of the way to town on this back road. Let's go.
The police sure to blame Hornet for everything. Not look for anybody else.
That's where the danger lies, Cato. While the police are concentrating their hunt on me, the others can continue with their dirty work.
Well, that's true. If they... Look, Mr. Britt. On side of road.
Stop the car, Cato. Come on.
I'm coming.
Got your flashlight handy?
Yes, sir. Dear light.
Two men. Both unconscious.
Look like they've been hit on head.
They have been hit, but good.
Here, a gun by hand of this one.
Let's see. Looks as though it dropped from his hand. I'll take it. Well, this is interesting.
What you find, Mr. Britt?
Look here, Cato. Oh, the police have picked up our trail.
We'd bad if we found
him. It's time for us to leave, Cato. Run for the car. Here we are. I'll drive, Cato.
Yes, sir. You must hurry, Mr. Britt.
And how?
lady. Driver and helper found unconscious inside a road.
Here you are, boy.
Here you are, sir.
Green Hornet spotted leaving scene of crime. Read all about it.
Here you are, sir.
Meet hijacking on the M Street. That's the rest of the
The following morning, Lenore Case, secretary to Britt Reed, entered the young publisher's office.
Oh, well, what is it, Miss Case?
There's a gentleman to see you, Mr. Reed. Mr. Butler, an official of the meat company.
Mr. Butler? Very well, show him in, Miss Case.
Yes, sir. I'll tell him to come right in. Mr. Reed will see you, Mr. Butler.
Thank you.
Morning, Mr. Butler. Come right in.
Morning, Mr. Reed.
Have a chair. Make yourself comfortable.
Thank you. Mr. Reed, I came here because of the unfortunate happenings to our trucks. No doubt you're familiar with the details.
Yes, the black market racketeers are after your trucks with a vengeance.
You say black market racketeers, but you know as well as I do that the person responsible is the Green Hornet.
I understand everyone blames the Hornet.
And with reason. The evidence is irrefutable.
So it seems. Why have you come to see me, Mr. Butler?
Well, I came here because I understand your paper offers a standing reward for the capture of that criminal.
So?
So I want to add to that offer. My partner and I have decided to give an additional reward of $10,000 for his capture.
I see. Evidently, there's no doubt in your mind that the Hornet is responsible for the attacks on your trucks.
As a matter of fact, it's my partner, Mr. Duncan, who insisted we post this reward. He's our general manager, you know. And he's determined to run that Hornet to earth, one way or another.
Well, I guess Mr. Duncan has reason to be disturbed after all the setbacks to your company.
Yes, and he feels certain, as do the police, that no one but the Green Hornet could pull those jobs. Where he disposes of the meat he steals is beyond me. But I guess there are plenty of unscrupulous retailers that will buy black market meat these days.
No doubt. People who refuse to buy black market products, the racket would die out.
Exactly.
Now, I should think your drivers would be on the guard, knowing the previous truckloads were stolen.
Oh, they've been warned, of course. As a matter of fact, the driver of the truck that was taken last night, the second truck, carried a gun, which Mr. Duncan had given him in case of attack.
Yes. Evidently, he didn't get a chance to use it.
Well, that's right. The Green Hornet must have taken him by surprise, knocked him and the helper out, and taken the gun as well as the truckload of meat.
You say Mr. Duncan gave the gun to the driver?
Yes.
See. Well, we'll publish the fact that your company offers an additional reward. Let's hope our combined rewards result in the capture of the man you're after.
That's what we're all hoping, Mr. Reed.
Oh, by the way, I understand the Hornet has boasted that he'll make the headlines again tonight.
Yes, imagine the impudence of the man. Calling the police last night and saying, I'm going to make the headlines again tomorrow night. It's outrageous.
In a way, it is, Mr. Butler. All we can do is wait and see if he makes good his boast.
Well, we'll be ready for him. Tonight, Mr. Duncan has planned to send out one of our trucks along River Road. But it'll carry a squad of police instead of a load of meat. The regular load will go by way of the post road, which is the long way around.
Mr. Duncan seems to be quite a planner. No doubt he hopes to trap the Hornet on the River Road.
That's the idea. Of course, that information is off the record.
Well, that goes without saying, Mr. Butler.
Well, thank you. I won't keep you any longer. Let's hope our plan works. And your headlines tonight will carry the news of the capture of the Green Hornet.
If the plans work out according to schedule, there's no reason why we shouldn't have news of the capture of the man responsible for what's taken place. I'll see that your offer's printed the next edition, and thank you for coming in.
The money will be paid gladly, I can assure you that. Good day, Mr. Reed.
Goodbye, Mr. Butler. So they plan a trap for the Green Hornet. There's one thing they don't know. The Hornet has an ace in the hole that may spring another trap to catch the real leader of that black market gang. And the showdown will come tonight.
We'll continue our Green Hornet adventure in just a moment.
Thank you.
Now back to our story. After the departure of Mr. Butler, Britt Reed went to the outer office to talk over some letters with Miss Case. While they were talking, Axford entered.
Hi, Reed. How are you, Cassie?
Oh, not feeling as well as I did a moment ago.
Feeling the heat, maybe?
No, but I do expect to get a bit of hot air any time now.
Ah, is this a new battle or a continuation of the old
one? Oh, it's just our way of showing a bit of good neighbor policy, Mr. Reed.
Says you, Cassie. Say, Reed, I come to tell you. Get ready for a scoop in the Daily Sentinel tonight.
Are you going to bring it in, Axford?
That I am.
That ought to rate a headline in itself.
Ah, there you go, belittling again as usual. Casey, if I ever came in here and heard you say one nice word...
Never mind, Axford. Go on, tell me what scoop you expect to get for the Sentinel tonight.
About the capture of the Green Hornet, who's been doing all that black market hijacking and all, that's what.
Well, what makes you think you'll get such a scoop?
Reed, this is supposed to be confidential. So don't you or Casey breathe it to us all.
I suppose you're afraid we'll run to the Hornet and tell him whatever you tell us. Is that it?
Yeah, that's right. You see... Will you shut up, Casey? Run to the Hornet.
Okay, Axford, I'll keep quiet. Go ahead and talk.
Yes, what's the off-the-record news you were about to tell us?
Just this, Reed. The meat company and the cops are planning a trap for the Hornet tonight.
Really?
Yeah. Instead of with a load of meat, a truck's going to go out with a load of cops in it. The Hornet and his gang hauled it up. Louie, they got him!
Sure. Are you going in the truck?
No. I'm going to do a bit of patrolling with Sergeant Burke in the squad car in hopes of getting a line on that squad team.
In other words, you're going to play safe, is that it?
Play safe, you say? Casey, the way you talk, you'd think I was afraid of the Green Hornet.
Well, aren't you?
Did you hear that, Reed? Aren't I, she's asking. Sure, and I wouldn't stoop to answer such a question. Me, afraid of the Green Hornet. Ha! Boy, if I could put my hand on him, I'd grab him just like I'm doing to Reed here.
Axford, why don't?
Oh, I'm sorry, Reed. Me, afraid of the Green Hornet. Come to think of it, that's an insult to me manhood, that it is. So I'll be leaving you right now. So long, Reed.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Axford.
You certainly put him in a good mood to face the Hornet tonight.
Oh, it'd be just like that big goof to get a scoop at that. Who knows?
That evening, Britt Reed phoned Cato on the private line and directed him to bring the Black Beauty to the prearranged meeting place downtown. Soon, the gleaming, powerful car was speeding through the dark back streets of the city.
You not say where we go, Mr. Britt.
Before I tell you where we're heading, Cato, I want you to stop in the vicinity of a drugstore. And then, as Britt Reed, I'm going to make a phone call.
Who you make call to?
Listen, must be a police call coming on the radio.
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Meat company truck hijacked on Post Road. Driver reports truck and load taken by Green Hornet. Watch all roads for Green Hornet. That is all.
They did it again, Cato.
Whoever lead gang must know truck going on other road carry police instead of meat, Mr. Britt.
Yes, that gang leader's smart, but not quite smart enough. Find a drugstore so that I can make that phone call. And hurry, Cato.
Meantime, Mr. Butler and Mr. Duncan were discussing the latest developments in the office of the meat company.
Ed, for the life of me, I can't understand how that Hornet finds things out. How could he have found out we were sending a second truck out tonight on the Post Road route?
The guy's much smarter than we give him credit for, Cliff. Evidently, he got wind of our plan somehow.
It's ruining us, Ed. It won't be long before we'll be out of business for good.
Yeah, doesn't seem to be much we can do about it.
Hello?
This is Britt Reed, publisher of the Daily Sentinel. Is this Mr. Butler?
No, I'm Edgar Duncan, his partner.
Oh, yes. Well, you probably know that Mr. Butler was in my office today to offer a reward for the capture of the Green Hornet.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course, Mr. Reed.
Well, I thought you might like to know that the authorities think they found out where the stolen trucks are being hidden. They're getting ready to close in for the capture.
You mean they think they found the hideout of the Green Hornet and his gang?
Yes, I thought you might like to know.
Yes, I'm very glad to know, Mr. Reed. Very glad. Thanks for calling.
Don't mention it. Tip off to the police is correct, or maybe your troubles will soon be over.
I hope so. Thanks again. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mr. Duncan.
So Mr. Reed says they think they found the hideout of the Green Hornet, huh?
Yes. Police are preparing to move in on him and his gang. I think I'll drive down to police headquarters and be there in case they do make the capture.
I'll see you later, Cliff.
Yes, yes, of course. I'll be here, waiting.
You get person you want on telephone, Mr. Britt?
Yes, kiddo. Now we'll sit here in the car and watch that gate for a short time.
Who we watch for to come out gate of meat company?
That remains to be seen, kiddo. Of course, I do have a certain person in mind.
Look, car coming from meat company now.
I hope this is it, kiddo. But wait till it comes through the gate and we'll follow. All right, start the Black Beauty. And don't let that car out of your sight.
The job ain't worth 2 cents after this night. That doggone Hornet's done it again.
Well, what are we going back to cops headquarters for, I'd like to know? Why ain't you staying out to hunt that guy? Sarge, to my way of thinking, the whole force is slipping if they give up the hunt so easy-like.
Is that so now? Listen to me, Mike Expert. 'Tis the likes of you and your squawking that makes Reed and other publishers rake over the force in them editorials like they do.
Well, now, Reed does ask me help in writing them editorials now and then. So you better be nice to me, Sarge.
Shut up. For 2 pins, I'd bounce you right out of this car on that drooping derby of yours. In fact, that car coming toward us is breaking the speed law. If we weren't going the other way, I'd...
Hey, look! Here comes another one. Looks like he's chasing the car that passed. Holy cross, Arch! It's him, the Hornet.
Heavens to the Betsy, for once you're right.
Well, hurry up, turn around, get a move on, sir. Come on!
Shut up and let go of the wheel, you nitwit. I'll get after him, all right. And this time I'll stay right behind him, or my name ain't Patrick Burke.
In the back office of an old warehouse, 2 men sat at a table going over some figures on a piece of paper before them. On a chair nearby were 2 crudely made Hornet masks.
Well, let's see now. As I figured, we each got about 2 grand coming for what we've done to date. Not including the truck we just rolled in.
Why, we ought to get more than that. Why let the boss cop all the gravy?
We'll find a way to get more out of him. Don't you worry. Yeah, that's the boss. Wonder why he come here now.
I'll let him in.
Well, hiya, boss. We got the truck okay.
Yeah, and we've been getting a laugh out of all them cops you sent on a wild goose chase, too. You sure are a smart one of the...
He's not so smart. Take some of this, double-crosser.
The Green Hornet. He gassed the boss. He took us by surprise. We got to do something.
I'll do something, all right.
Okay, duck that one, killer. Now you can have this.
I'll help you get that Hornet.
I think not.
Drop that gun, you. Drop it.
Oh, my arm.
This will do it.
This one, and tough. Hit me, will you? If I can get that rod.
I can whip for this mug.
Yes. No.
Well, there are masks they use on chair.
Yes. Stick one of them on the boss there while I put this gun in his hand.
Why you put gun in hand?
It's the gun I found on the hand of that driver last night. Duncan gave it to him for protection, but it was loaded with blank cartridges.
Oh, making it safe for these 2 men to hold up truck as usual.
Right. That tipped me off to the probable leader. I couldn't let the police know because I couldn't explain how Britt Reed would come to have that gun. The police. Let's get out of here quick, Cato.
Later that night, in the city room of the Daily Sentinel...
Reed, you should have been there. Such excitement you never saw in all your life.
Did the police get the gang and recover the stolen trucks and the meat?
That we did, Mr. Reed. We followed the Hornet to the hideout.
But they didn't get the Hornet. But at first I just thought they did have him. You should have heard him strutting. Though it only lasted about 2 minutes.
Is that so now? You were too doggone weak to strut when you saw that masked guy lying there on the floor.
Masked guy? Well, who was he?
Sure, it was one of the guys that owned the meat company. Mr. Cliffwood Butler, that's who.
Butler? Really?
That it was, Reed. Mr. Duncan, his partner, followed the cops out there to identify him. He had the gun that Mr. Duncan gave to the truck driver last night.
Sure, Butler confessed everything when them 2 mugs we found with him came to and started talking. Seems Butler knew Duncan was going to give that gun to the driver, so he got to it first and loaded it with blanks, so his men wouldn't get shot when they held up the truck.
That's amazing.
And what's more, Reed, we found the trucks had been sprayed with paint and had the serial numbers piled down, all but the last truck they got. And in the back part of the warehouse was a big coal box where they kept all the meat.
Well, I suppose it was to be sold on the black market.
That's right. Butler was putting his partner right out of business, stealing everything. But it did him no good. He's up for murder now.
Sure. And it serves him right, too, for hobnobbing with the Green Hornet.
But I thought you said it wasn't the real Green Hornet, that he had his men wearing masks like the Hornet.
That's right, Mr. Reed. But was the real Hornet we followed out there all right? He got sore at the bunch and cleaned up on them, leaving them for us to pick up, and he got away.
Well, that sentence, he got away, sounds familiar, Sergeant Burke.
Ha! That it does!
Shut up, you! Now look, Mr. Reed. Can't you for once just say we caught the black market gang that was working with the Hornet without playing up that part of it? About him getting away, I mean. Just this once, maybe?
Well, Sergeant, perhaps just this once. But keep after him.
We will, lad, Mr. Reed. And I promise you, if we ever catch that devil, you'll be the first to know. You can count on that.
I'm sure I can, Sergeant. I'm very sure I'd be the first to know.
These copyrighted dramas originate in the studios of WXYZ Detroit. All characters, names, places, and incidents are fictitious. Henry Stabaugh speaking. This is the Blue Network of the American Broadcasting Company.